One of our writers, as you know, Bruce Terry, has been trying to get a regular character on the show. So far, he's pitched us pirates, mentally retarded spies, and an effete mobster, among others. Bruce has told us that we should change the name of this segment to Profiles in Courage because of Bruce's bravery under adversity. He's still trying, and right now, we welcome back writer Bruce Terry with Bruce Terry's Pitch of the Week.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for mentioning the tease earlier to the piece. Thank you for mentioning the word hate, which I like to have bandied about before my appearance.
Let me just be honest with you, Bruce. It's hard to hate a guy whose hair is like that. What's going on with your hair? Do you have headphones on? Or are you hiding headphones? Oh, there they are. Okay.
People have no idea what I look like, but now I'm going to be recognized on the street.
Uh-oh. Yeah. What do you look like? You look like wavy gravy. Does that help anybody?
I look like Martin Van Buren.
You look like Martin Van Buren and Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, if they had a child.
Exactly.
Great. Now I have a new opener for my act.
Okay. Okay. I know what you're thinking. You're looking at me like a Martin Van Buren and Jerry Garcia had a kid. You'd lose even more people than you would have lost just walking up there.
Uh-oh.
What the? Look at that. Now my stage act is being critiqued.
I love you. Okay. I've never seen your stage act.
What were you doing when I was opening for you? Okay.
Oh.
As you know.
Just wondering how I could follow you.
Worrying.
He figured it out, obviously.
Go ahead, buddy.
Sitting in the green room fretting. Yeah. Okay, I am fascinated with history. As you know, I'm known for my wide-ranging knowledge, and one of my areas of expertise is the medieval era, and I'm fascinated by the names of ancient rulers. You got, like, everybody had a name.
Yeah.
Like William the Conqueror, sure. Alfred the Great. But for all those good guys, there were other guys that just didn't do things very well. And they had names like, and these are true, Charles the Bald. Yeah, I mean, how would you like to go down in history as that? Or Ethelred the Unready, what was that like? Sir, it's time for the coronation. Yeah. Oh, man, I must have slipped in. This is true. There was actually a Charles the Fat to distinguish him from Charles the Bald.
Yeah.
That was his name. I mean, God, I have a few extra pounds, but it's not like I'm known as Bruce the Fat.
I got something to tell you, buddy.
Let's move on. Now, to give the listeners a little background, after Rome left Britain at the end of around the 5th century,
sure.
It broke into small kingdoms, and that's where the Arthurian legends come from, because we don't really know what was going on, but there were kings of the separate areas of England. So each week, you call a made-up King of Wessex, which I've named Cedric the Ineffectual.
Okay.
Ready for the fairy dust?
Sure, sure.
He's a metaphor for George Bush.
Okay.
Topicality?
Yeah.
Check. Funny? Coming right up. Let's go to the script.
Okay, here we go. Our leader is an idiot. Sadly, 'twas always thus.
'Twas.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Now it's time for our weekly phone call to the year 750 and the King of Wessex, Cedric the Ineffectual. Let me just dial the histriophone. Histriophone. That sounds ridiculous.
I'll think up another name. It's just a placeholder, right? Just dial.
Okay.
Hello, this is the operator. The year you are trying to reach, 750, does not have the technology to receive your call.
There must be a mistake, operator. I have a histriophone.
Histriophone? That's a stupid name.
It's just a placeholder.
Connecting.
Okay, now we have a little problem, and that was this. Why would somebody in the year 750 pick up a phone? Okay. No problem. The listeners will go along with it if we spackle it over with laughter. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Luckily, this is a speakerphone. Hello, Cedric. Hello, pick up. Pick up. Pick up the object that looks like the jawbone of a stag.
Hello? What conjuring is this?
Cedric, my name is Mark Maron.
Are you the spirit of the stag?
No, I'm calling you from the year 2005. We have devices that can send our voices many miles through the air.
Oh, you mean like Marconi's wireless?
How did you know about that?
1930 just called.
Okay. Brilliant, okay? Now, you can shake your head and mutter brilliant at any time, actually.
Brilliant.
Let me point out a couple things. Once you start out with the goofball Monty Python voices, you're halfway there. You could put it on cruise control and just take it. But no, we shift into overdrive. Uh-huh. Okay?
Okay?
Now the dance begins in earnest with topicality mania. Metaphor for George Bush.
I go back to the script, right?
Yes.
Cedric, we heard you were having some foreign relations problems.
Yes. Viking raiders came and destroyed our World Trade Center.
Your World Trade Center?
Some would call it a barn, but the animals got loose.
Viking, the animals got loose. Vikings, huh? What did you do?
Why, we invaded Northumbria.
That doesn't seem to make sense, Cedric.
We couldn't find the Vikings. And Northumbria is a more target-rich environment. They have huge reserves of dried cow dung.
Dried cow dung? I guess you could use that for fuel.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'd write that down if we were a literate society.
Oh, God. Well, how did the invasion of Northumbria go?
I'm afraid we got bogged down.
Bogged down? What happened?
We got stuck in a bog! What else would I mean by bogged down?
To us, it's just a saying. In this day and age, we don't get stuck in actual bogs.
You live in a paradise.
Well, what are you going to do now?
We're going to stay in the bog. Anything else would embolden our enemies.
Okay, so far so good.
Yeah. I think I should. What are you talking about?
Wait, Chris Lopresto is gesturing wildly from the booth.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I just want to say this piece is pure genius. It's like I'm seeing George Bush for the first time. That guy is a loser.
Hey. Kalo likes it.
Wow, yeah, that seemed really earnest, too, the way he said that. That seemed like he was really speaking from his heart there, Bruce.
This is a keeper.
Dude, I'm going to have to tell you, it's not going to happen. Not with this one. I can't do it.
Oh, man, I'm not going to tell you about Sir Delay, the ethically challenged.
No, absolutely not. Thanks again, Bruce. We'll see you next week with Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
So, oh, Lord.
Go ahead and do the fanfare.
Boom, 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 boom.